Hello, hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome to the Luna Ashley Show. I'm Luna, your witchy BFF meets your online biz bestie. In this podcast, you're going to be getting all of the systems, the strategies, and the energetics that are necessary to build an aligned, heart-centered, six-figure business. So with that being said, pull up a seat, make yourself comfy, and we're going to deep dive into this episode. Hello, beautiful friends. We are recording this while also live on TikTok. So I just want to say hello to you guys listening on the pod as well as over on the Clock app. Over there, I am the Luna Ashley. No dots, no spaces, nothing like that. And you will find me. I do have a secret account over there. So you guys on TikTok watching right now, be on the lookout. I believe if you type in Luna Ashley, you will find it. And it says the only official account. It is a different picture. Feel free to find me over there. If you can't find me, because I felt like you weren't a safe person. Just going to be totally honest with that. So with that, or you just weren't witchy. I'll say that as well. Maybe you're safe, but we're going to get real witchy over there. And if I just, you know that's not your thing, then, you know. So for you guys who are witchy, you really want to dive into that, be on the lookout for my other account. Okay, so with that, we're going to be continuing today our exploration of the tarot. We're going to be continuing through our journey of the major arcana, where we have started with the Fool, and now we are on card 10. So first, let's just talk about the numbers really quickly. So numbers, obviously, have meaning. They have deep meaning, whether you're looking at it from a numerological lens, and there's different systems, right, where numbers mean different things. And so you will find different practitioners with different meanings around numbers. So for just clarity's sake, when I look at the number 10, and I'm going to invite you into this as well, and just see how it feels once you know the meaning of this card, once I share with you the meaning of this card, 10 breaks down to the number 1. So we're seeing another beginning, but this isn't like the Fool's beginning. This isn't a beginning where you have no experience. This isn't a beginning of, oh my gosh, I'm about ready to leap, and are my wings going to be there? Are they strong enough? Do I even have wings? Is there going to be a net that catches me? This isn't the Fool. This isn't a 1 in that way. This is, yes, a culmination, but it's a culmination and stepping into a new chapter. It is, I'm ready. I have this experience, right? We just came from the Hermit card. Shameless plug. Make sure you go back. This is going to make a lot more sense when you understand the wheel and where it has been in relation to the Fool journeying through, right? So just real short recap. Seriously, go back and listen to it. We just got out of talking to the Hermit, right? The wise one. Finding that little nugget of gold, that riddle, that piece of wisdom that's going to see us through, that's really helped us explore this question of who am I and what are my values outside of what society has given me, outside of what I'm told success should be. Okay, I'm going to stop myself because I'm about ready to start recording the Hermit episode. But that's where we just left, right? We're constantly learning, right? But we've more or less said, okay, yes, I got it, right? And now we're on to the wheel. And so understand this, as we're talking about the wheel, there is an understanding of who you are as we encounter this card. There is an understanding of who you are as a person. A lot of you guys follow me for a business. So there's an understanding of what your values are in business, or your values as you're building on social media. A deeper understanding, again, not something that's been handed to you, but you're standing before this wheel. I'm going to really invite you to see this, right? This wheel is in front of you. And on this wheel, if you have a deck, right, I encourage you to get out your deck and actually dig out the wheel, right? Find it. I'm going to go ahead and show everybody on TikTok here what my wheel card looks like. I use a deck that is based off of the Rider-Waite symbology. Just for you guys listening at home, just understand that we are, you know, we're working through the Rider-Waite system, and there are different ones out there. Okay. So with that, I want to go over some of what you're going to see in case you do not have the deck in front of you. So obviously there is a wheel on this card. You're going to see a bull. I'm going to hold it back up again. There's a bull, which on my deck, they have reimagined that. That's this guy right here, that very Egyptian looking figure. there's a lion, a man, and an eagle. And these represent, okay, the bull represents Taurus. Okay, Taurus, which is our earth element, right? So we're going to see the elements here. The lion's representing Leo, fire. The man's representing Aquarius, air. And the eagle is representing Scorpio. So we're seeing tools here. You guys who study tarot, you've listened through, you're like, oh, okay, tools. That reminds me of the magician. Yes, similar to the magician. But whereas the magician was saying, you have the tools, here are the resources. Now we're looking at this wheel in front of us with all of these different aspects on it. But this is talking about, what is my task at life now? And now that I have these tools and I understand these tools, where I'm at now currently, looking at the pattern and the cycles of my life, and you think of it like looking at a tapestry, right? So whereas before, you know, we were learning maybe a couple different tools to weave, right? Now we're looking at what we have woven. We're looking at that, and we're looking at cycles, and we're looking at patterns, and we're looking at the next step that we are getting ready to take. Okay, so with that, I just want you to understand that this is a card in many ways. The argument could be made that there is a lot of balance going on here, because we do see so many different signs within this card. Okay, it's there. This is ruled by Jupiter, right? So my astrological buffs, all things Jupiter are also going to apply to this card. So any themes of expansion, opportunity, luck, those are key words that you're going to see associated with this card. It has to do with its association with Jupiter. All right, some other words that you're going to see with this one. So we talked about change to a certain extent, right? And when you think about taking that wheel, what was that game show where you spun the wheel? Was it literally called Wheel of Fortune? Anyways, you're spinning the wheel, right? And you don't know what is going to come forward. But with this card, there is an element of luck that it's going to go in your favor. So if you're reading just on a very like base level, which if you are listening to this to learn how to read, one of the best tips I ever got is what I just shared, right? About the astrological symbols, all of this kind of spiritual, where people are in the Fool's Journey. Most people are going to want a very basic reading. They're going to want to know about a few things. They're going to want to know about their love life. They're going to know about finances, or they're going to want to know about health. Most people aren't going to come to you and say, you know, I would really like to know where my soul is, like within its journey right now, right? What's my next step? Now, those are the type of readings I personally love to do. But it is so okay if you're like, okay, wheel, I'm learning, and wheel is just going to mean luck. It's a card of luck. It's a card of good opportunity of taking the wheel and spinning it, and the luck is on my side and fortune favors the bold, right? That is so valid and is absolutely a huge part of the meanings of this card, but we're going to dive a little bit deeper. I'm going to, at the end, as always, you're going to get three journal prompts, three questions to go a little bit deeper into this, but I want to just introduce this kind of, I like to call it basic, because you can take that pretty dang far with the wheel. Okay. So with that, spinning the wheel, I want to talk to you. Oh, hang on, podcast friends. TikTok got frozen. Thanks for bearing with me. Okay. So I want to talk about cycles. This is a card of cycles. This is a card of cycles are natural. And when there's ups, there are downs. When you're in your winning season, there's going to be a season that doesn't feel so much like that. It's all inevitable. It's all coming. It's a cycle. This is not linear, right? So I want you to think about your business or where you're at in life, and where are you thinking that the ending is just the ending, or the beginning is just the beginning, or your success is the way it's always going to be, and it's going to look the same way that it looks right now. Or maybe you're going, well, you know, I'm in this certain period of my life and it just feels like suck. You're like, so it's just going to be this way forever. I think this is not how the universe works. That is not how cycles work. And if you understand how cycles work, A, it brings you into some humility, right? It can give you hope, right? Depending on where you're at within the wheel. All right. So understanding cycles, understanding that yes, we can show up and we can spin the wheel and we can do our part, but another deeper aspect of this card is surrender, that there is a surrender to the cycle. Now, that doesn't mean that you are totally passive and that you're not doing anything and that you're just, well, it's a cycle. This isn't a reason to bypass Okay. And hopefully, right, if you spent a good amount of time with a hermit figuring out who you are, right, that's going to make sense to you. If not, you might find yourself revisiting the hermit, okay, whether that's within business, life, etc. All right, so the wheel, surrender, cycles. Yes, we have a part to play, but we are part of this cycle that is constantly going and identifying where are you at. If you can identify where you're at, you can see where you're gonna go. And then, oh, okay, well, this just makes sense, right? We talk about cycles and seasons in business, cycles and seasons in your relationships, cycles and seasons within health, within everything, and that the up is not going to be forever, and the down is not going to be forever, and the middle isn't going to be forever, that it just does this and loops and loops and loops around. Okay, big themes there. So I know we talked about surrender. I know we talked about there is an element of we don't have control, even though we want control. This is a card, somebody like me who you just love to kind of have your hands in the things and okay, yeah, if I can do this just right, I'm going to be able to control the outcome. Yeah, no, the wheel is going to teach you that that is not the case. That is absolutely not the case. And that's going to tie into one of our journal questions at the very end that we're going to swing back around to. One of the lessons that the fool is learning here, right? Remember that the fool is us, right? We're moving through the fool's journey, is that life is random and it is unpredictable in many ways, right? And I know that might seem like a paradox. And I said, well, see where you're at, so you can kind of see where you're going. Yes, to a certain extent, but there always will be surprises. There always will be things where you kind of go, huh, I wasn't really expecting that. But do you see, if you know that the unexpected is coming, that we know that, you know, change is the only constant here, if you can expect the unexpected, then okay, you have an edge. You're beginning to deepen into the meaning of this card and the lessons that it offers. Okay, so gonna go back here just real quickly to another one of the meanings. This is a new chapter about to begin. All right, I know we just went a little bit deep, so we're gonna come back up here to the surface a little bit. New chapter about to begin. This is facing your next task, but now knowing who you are. This is the cycle of birth, death, and rebirth. We're going to see that within the questions as well at the very end, identifying where you're at within your relationships within that cycle, within your business within that cycle. Okay? You can be thinking about that right now too. Okay, I want to give you an affirmation for this quickly. Change flows all about me. I flow with it, but I am still. And I'm going to repeat that, and I'm going to show you guys the card, okay? Change flows all about me. I flow with it, but I am still. And I want you to think about the wheel, right? And at the center point, there is stillness, unity, some would say. Connection, yes, to higher power for that stability. But the outside of the wheel, right, via spokes, is connected to. The spokes you can't see here, but in the very original, you can see the spokes that are coming into the center. But more stillness here versus on the outside. And so just think, okay, where am I? And that's a pretty deep meditation that you can do as well, especially with part work. I'm not going to get too much into that. I'm going to recommend this book to you guys if you want to dive specifically into the wheel and the center of the wheel and the outside where it moves faster. Tarot and the Archetypal Journey, the Jungian Path from Darkness to Light by Sally Nichols. Holding that up on TikTok right now for you guys to see if that feels good to you. Like, that is a very powerful, like, okay, am I here kind of spinning my wheels? Sometimes this feels good, right? Like, we're in this hustle mode, this creation mode, and this feels awesome. Maybe it doesn't feel so good, so I want to come back to center. But that doesn't mean that out here on the outside that you're not connected. Right? There's a lot of yummy questions to explore there. Go into meditation, ask for some guidance with this card when it comes up. So again, I just want to illustrate for you guys, this is so much bigger than just luck, fortune. It can be that, but it can be so much deeper. Okay, I think we're ready for the questions. I feel like there was one other thing that I wanted to share with you guys, but I'm pretty sure we got this. Oh, here it is. What you sow, you shall reap, right? The cycles. What you sow, you shall reap. All right? All things come around. Feel free, TikTok. Or you guys listening on the podcast, you know, find me over on the gram, the Luna Ashley. If you have any phrases that are just coming forward that have to do with cycles, and as you're learning these, I encourage you to write those down in a journal, right? What is it that reminds you that everything is cyclical? Nothing stays the same. You can't step into the same river twice, okay? All right, so let's get into these questions. Let's talk about this. All right, the first one. I'm going to invite you to look at your beliefs around luck and fate. And there is no wrong answers. I've heard like top people identify the super successful being like, you know, yes, if I ask somebody if they believe in luck and they tell me, no, I just believe in hard work, like they won't get the job. They want people to identify as lucky, right? And I've heard other people be like, no, like I wouldn't hire anybody if they said it, no, it's just hard work. But where are you? Where are you on the wheel? Like maybe more towards the center, right? Potentially, no, maybe it's more on the outside. Where is it for you? For me, it's more in the center where it's like, yeah, just great things just innately happen, right? And out here, it's moving really, really, really fast. And it's like, well, because I'm doing all of this, that the luck is happening. And does that mean that either one is wrong? I don't think so, right? But where are you and what is your association with luck and with fate in your business, in relationships, right? Then we begin to break it down with your health, right? Just random good shit happening to you or bad shit, right? Like how you identify that. What's your relationship with luck and fate? Okay, second question. How do you feel about or what are your thoughts around uncertainty and chance? So if something isn't certain, there are no guarantees. Do you go for it? Do you hold yourself back? Do you freeze, flee, right? What do you do and begin to identify your pattern? And again, you might find that it's different. Well, if I'm uncertain in relationships, it's okay. But if I'm uncertain in my business, I just decide to stop posting and stop da da da, whatever. Okay. Maybe it's flipped around. Take a look at that. All right. All right. You go, question three. I want you to drop into a time that you received an unexpected blessing, an unexpected, really good thing, right? Like maybe you were nominated for something. You were like, it was just out of left field. Like, where did this come from? And what's your attachment to that? Did you attach your worth to that? Did you believe that you were worthy of it? Did you, this was a mistake, right? Look at that. Examine that. Same thing with when something that you would identify as bad came forward, right? If you're in business, maybe you didn't hit the certain promotion or the rank or whatever. Did you attach your worth to that? Like same questions, right? Did you attach your worth to that? Was it out of left field? Right? Look at that. Look and see when something is unexpected, right? It's unexpected in our minds. Maybe you look back and you're like, oh, I should have expected it, right? But at the time it was unexpected. Okay. What's your relationship with that? What have you attached to that? Is there anything still attached to that event and the thoughts and the feelings around it, right? Journal on that. See what comes up for you. And kind of like sub question to that third one is, was it totally, totally out of the realm of your control? And the answer to this might be yes. It might absolutely be yes, but it can be extremely empowering when you go, you know what? I did deserve that, actually, that good thing. I did deserve that promotion. I did work my stinking butt off, right? You're outside doing this. Maybe now you're more in the middle, right? But like, I deserve that. Absolutely, I do. You can say, thank you very much, Luna. All right. So maybe, and again, there's some things that we want to say, I could have prevented that, but you couldn't. Right, and giving yourself grace for that and realizing, wow, like I actually could not. I was actually a child. I actually had nothing to do with that. And yet I've been taking ownership. And yet I have been attaching value to a situation that was so out of my control at the time, right? Maybe now, right? And this kind of gets into what I share often, which is there's a difference between fault and responsibility, right? separate talk, but was it within your realm of control or not? And then what does that mean for you today? Okay, friends, that's what I've got for you for the wheel. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and shut this down. Thank you guys for listening on the podcast. As always, please screenshot this, tag me over in your stories at the Luna Ashley. If you have any questions, feel free to send them over my way. I love answering tarot questions for you guys, seeing what cards you're pulling, all that good stuff. And you heard it here first, I am going to be doing readings soon. So if you want on my wait list, because I'm only going to do a limited number of them. Okay. If you want in on that, make sure that you find me on Instagram. Okay. Instagram, the Luna Ashley. Message me over there and be like, hey, I want to be first to know when your books open. And you guys will be the ones notified first. All right. Love you guys. Enjoy. Next week, we will be back with another episode. And I will see you, talk to you on the next one. Bye, y'all.